Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texans bringing guys in. Visits are being made today. Jordan Mills of the Buffalo Bills, three-year starter on their offensive line. He's going to be visiting. Also, Browns tight end Darren Fells, recently released from the Browns. Good blocking tight end. He's going to be visiting. And A.J. McCarron. A lot of people wanted a new backup for Deshaun Watson. No more Brandon Weeden. That's a possibility now, as the most surprisingly tatted guy in all of sports will be in town, along with hopefully his wife, because I know John Lopez likes that kind of thing. He likes to get his creep on like Brent Musburger.
I do not, but thank you for mentioning.
You don't?
I mean, it depends on the situation.
Okay. All right.
It depends on the situation.
I'm going to hold you to that.
We're all creepers at some point. That includes women.
Figgy?
Don't come over here with that.
Just asking. Biggest move in the AFC South, I think, outside of Nick Foles, was the Titans trading for Ryan Tannehill.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of moving parts there. I think it shows that they're at least open to the thought that maybe in the final year of his rookie contract, Marcus Mariota might not be the guy for the job in the future.
Right.
Also means that they're at least acknowledging that Marcus Mariota, who's had trouble staying on the field, you need to bring in a quality backup.
Right.
I think there's a lot to read into that move and what exactly their mindset was bringing in the former Miami Dolphin quarterback via trade.
You want me to tell you why this is kind of a scary move for the Texans?
I do.
I really think it is. And the reason is that foremost, they're all about this. This is a Mike Vrabel special. I mean, Mike Vrabel is all about competition. That's the way he was with his defense. That's the way he is about everything. You know, real intense competition. He's a product of the Bill O'Brien school and everywhere else he's been with Parcells and such, about just compete every day. What do they say? No days off, except I guess when
it's
you're fishing.
Patriot thing.
Yeah, no days off, all that stuff. So this is a Mike Vrabel special. And what he's doing is he's creating a legitimate. This isn't some make-believe, yeah, we're bringing in some competition for Deshaun Watson. Yeah, sure you are. sure you are. No, this is legitimate competition. It's going to make both Tannehill and Mariota better, or it could make them both better. The other thing is they're telling the world right now, we're not going to make the same mistake that the Jaguars made. We're not going to hitch our wagon to Mariota, give him an extension, and then pay for it later. When he doesn't pan out to be what we think he's going to be, because they've called him the franchise quarterback. He's not their franchise quarterback. I mean, he had a chance to earn that job more than once, but he's just not. And oh, by the way, if this doesn't work out with Tannehill and or Mariota, the reason this is a great year to do that next year: Tua Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert, Jake Fromm, Shea Patterson. Next year are NFL-type quarterbacks going to be at the top of the list.
I think the best-case scenario for the Texans would have been if the Titans would have announced Marcus Mariota is getting an extension. We don't want to go into his final deal. Marcus Mariota is getting an extension. And then of the three teams in your division, you can point to the Tennessee Titans and say, you know what, their quarterback, he might not be that bad, but he doesn't scare us very much.
Right.
I mean, the one time they lost to the Titans last year, Blaine Gabbert was the quarterback. Marcus Mariota came here in primetime, and it was a complete assing. Mm-hmm. It was the game after Bob McNair passed away. Marcus Mariota doesn't really strike much fear into the Texans. And the fact that the Titans, because we see teams all the time, I think Ryan Tannehill is a perfect example. Miami probably stayed with Ryan Tannehill a little longer than they should have.
Yeah.
And it looks like the Titans, if Mariota comes out, maybe this, and on the other hand, maybe this, and Marcus Mariota seeing this from a Titans perspective, maybe this makes him reach the potential that they'd hoped he had. Mm-hmm. Maybe he realizes, you know what, I'm not promised this job, and next thing you know, Marcus Mariota comes out, and he looks like a guy that was drafted number two overall, that won a Heisman Trophy, that the Titans have had
high
hopes for.
That's what I'm saying, they're bringing in.
It's a win-win situation,
legit,
there's no negatives to
legit
it.
Legit competition. There are no negatives if you're a Titans fan with this.
There's negatives if you're a Texans fan.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. It kind of scares me a little bit. It's good for Tannehill. I mean, who knows? You know, he's always kind of like been like a poor man's Mariota, like on the brink. You know, people have gambled on him and said, oh, yeah, he's going to be a legit, you know, frontline quarterback in this league. And then he just fell back. And then he had a good year. Then he fell back. And so it's good. It's going to be good for Tannehill. It's going to be real good for Mariota, too.
I remember Tannehill his first year at Texas A&M, and this is random.
He was a receiver.
He was a damn good receiver. He was a damn good receiver. And you know where he wanted to go originally?
Where?
He wanted to go to Tech,
mm-hmm.
but Tech didn't offer him. So
he's from out there.
Yeah, he's a West Texas guy, yeah. and he wanted to go to Tech, but he went to A&M, and he was a damn good receiver. I think Gerard was actually throwing to him.
He was Gerard's backup.
Yeah, and he would, but then he took over for Gerard when Gerard got hurt, and then played himself into
his first start was against Texas Tech.
By the way, we're talking about wives. Ryan Tannehill is the hottest wife in the NFL.
Yeah, she's one of them.
No, 100%.
Yeah, no doubt.
He has the hottest wife in the NFL. I feel safe saying.
Yeah. Well,
how do you feel about that? Since you're just like so anti-perv.
She's
now.
Up there. Now who's creeping?
Me.
Very much so. That's what I said. We all creep a little bit.
And I guarantee you, Figgy, I can see him typing over there. I know damn well you ain't looking for no sound or nothing. Yes. Look, damn well what he's doing.
Rabel's over there right now going, man, if we strike gold with one of these two guys, we're golden. If we don't, we got Tagovailoa, we got Tua, we got Justin Herbert, we got Jake Fromm. These are pro-style quarterbacks at the top of the class coming in next year.
And they also, Mike Meltzer's about to put out a piece on SportsRadio610.com. The Titans, you know, they've made some nice moves. Roger Saffold from the Rams, they're bringing him in to be a guard. That's a move that Meltzer wanted to see, a veteran that was a member of the NFC champs. They made that move. Titans are making a few under-the-radar moves to where maybe they're going to start to make some sort of noise in this division. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's not like they have that far to go. They've been a 9-win team the last couple of years. They actually beat the Chiefs in the playoffs 2 years ago.
Right.
This move, I don't see any negative with this move in regards to the Titans. And it could mean a lot. It could be just one of those moderate things where they're looking for a quarterback regardless. But you talk about moves where there's nothing you can say negative about it.
Right.
This is a good one for the Titans. I like this one. I don't want to say I like it more than Nick Foles, but I think that the risk is a lot less, and the reward could be high.
And the investment,
it's nothing
because Mariota's in the last.
He restructured too. Tannehill restructured.
Yeah. So it's a shrewd move. It's I think what really scares me the most about this move, that more than anything, is I can see the way the Titans are thinking, and it's a pretty smart. They have a smart approach here. So it's kind of scary. Like the new leadership in place knows what the hell they're doing, it looks like.
Andrew Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. You mentioned what the Titans are doing, and we're talking about bringing in Ryan Tannehill to be the backup, and you can tell what they're doing. We talked about Brian Gain, and we said we really don't know what he's about yet. We can't really grasp what he's about. You want to say Moneyball, you want to say, maybe
that's,
he's
that's
just
my
smart.
Opinion, and I'm sticking with that based on all these moves, but you can easily disagree.
Jaguars are the team that's all in right now. Mm-hmm. I think Jacksonville, of all the teams in the division, Jacksonville's all in. They're all in. They threw $22 million a year at Nick Foles. They realized that they were so close 2 years ago. Jacksonville's the one team in this division that's all in. Texans, Brian Gain, you say Moneyball. What about in the Titans? They just seem to be pretty smart at this point. They've made some pretty smart decisions. What exactly are the Colts? Because we both agree that the Colts are the best team in the AFC South right now. I mean, they beat the crap out of the Texans in the playoffs. It's hard to argue that. What exactly are the Colts? I think they think they're already there. That's what I feel like. I feel like the Indianapolis Colts, they feel like they're already there. Mm-hmm. And that can be a very, very big mistake in this move or in this league where it's a year-to-year league. But I feel like the Colts think last year is a sign that the best is yet to come and things are going to get better. I think that's very dangerous what the Colts are doing right now.
They still have the most cap space of any team in the NFL after the small deals they've made. By the way, the Texans now have the second most cap space available after recent moves over the weekend. Colts have $77 million in cap space, which is unheard of because that's usually what you go into. You go into an offseason with 77, that's more than the Texans had, and they had the fourth most. So they're loaded. Texans have 46.9 after, this is according to Albert Breer, by the way, after their moves. Colts have not made, you think the Texans have made mediocre or should say pedestrian type moves? We don't know if they're going to be mediocre or not, but they're kind of pedestrian type moves. Colts are making like very pedestrian type moves. I don't know what they are. I mean, that's your question. What are they? I think they're, I have more faith in them to believe that they think they're there.
Well, yeah. When you draft two first team All Pros with your first two picks in the draft, you don't think you need to make a splash. That's what they assume. But I think it's a mistake. I think the Colts are being of the teams that I think should have spent more money. I think the Colts are that team to where I think the Colts are. If I was a Colts fan, I'd be a little bit more concern than if I were a Texans fan and if I were a Jags fan, just based on the offseason. Now, we saw what happened on the field last year, but it is a week-to-week league. But just based on the offseason, that would be my concern. Landry Locker, John Lopez, talking about the moves in the AFC South. Donald Penn of the Raiders, he was released over the weekend. He's a guy who would start immediately on the Texans offensive line. Only problem is he's a little bit old. He's 35 years old. According to Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle, the Texans are interested in Donald Penn. This is a guy I think you got to throw a two-year deal at and just let him take up the starting spot in the offensive line. I think of all the moves, you have to make this call. You have to get him here, and you have to get this deal done.
Haven't we said this before? I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, the Texans apparently have some interest, but I think they've had interest in a lot of folks. A lot of players that are not going to be Houston Texans, they've had interest in. I like Donald Penn for sure. I think he could slide right in and be an upgrade. This is one of those moves where we're going to see how Brian Gain works again, because the details of any contract that he goes to, any team that he goes to, the details of the contract are going to come out. And if he comes here, we'll get the details as well. We'll see what kind of deal he can maybe get for him.
Yeah, I think he's the guy that you got to get at this point. You know, it's not going to be too expensive, and this is a guy that he's been better than any Texans offensive lineman the last 2 years, according to Pro Football Focus. So you got to bring him in, and you got to make that happen. HEB Brandon on the text line asks, how did the Colts fix their offensive line so quick? Because it wasn't very long ago where you thought this was the worst offensive line in the NFL.
Yeah.
Draft two starters. That's what they did last year. They drafted two rookie starters. One of them an all pro.
Yeah.
So that's how they did it, Brandon. I wish it were that simple. I wish Brian Gain could get that done, but that's the way that you make it happen. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. One of the longest tenured Texans is on the chopping block. We're going to tell you who that is next, and we're also going to talk about the Rockets. They're playing the best ball in the NBA, but they got quite the dilemma. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610.
Ah, big strong man, nice.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.